And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 3rd of October. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Biscay and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low moving very rapidly northeast, expected west of Scotland, 954 by 1800 Friday. Low Hebrides, 994 expected, North Iceland, 975 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10. Perhaps violent storm 11 later in Viking and North Utsira. Rain, moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. South, 6 to gale 8, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasionally storm force 10 later in Forties and Cromarty. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. South, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic, 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy, variable 4 becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, showers moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or showers moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest, veering west later, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, southwest, 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11, rain then showers, moderate or poor. Mallin, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, rain, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in Hebrides, rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later, occasionally storm 10 later in Fair Isle, rain, moderate or poor. And Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic. Northwest, 3, recent rain. 9 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south, southeast, 5, recent rain. 6 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south, southeast, 7, 2 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Wick automatic, south, southeast, 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 999, falling quickly. Aberdeen, south, southeast, 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Lookers, southwest by south, 3, rain, 3 miles, 1002, falling quickly. Bulmer, south by east, 4, rain, 1.5 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west, 6, 1011, falling. Sindetti light vessel automatic, south by east, 6, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south, 6, 5 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point automatic, south, southwest, 4, 1017, falling. Jersey, south, 4, 22 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south, 5, 11 miles, 1016. Scilly automatic, south, southwest, 5, missed, 1.5 miles, 1,013 falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 6, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1,010 falling more slowly. Aberporth, south by west, 6, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1,019 now rising. Valley, south, 6, heavy rain, 1 mile, 1,006 falling. Liverpool Crosby, south, southeast, 4, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,008 falling more slowly. Valencia, west by south, 4, 6 miles, 1,007 now falling. Ronald's Way, south by west, 6, recent rain, 3 miles, 1,004 falling more slowly. Malinhead, west by north, 2, slight showers, 3 miles, 999 falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, south by east, 3, rain, more than 38 miles, 999 falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 2nd of October. The general situation: moderate or strong and mainly southerly winds across the British Isles will give a risk of gales for some Irish sea coasts and in the northeast. Rain in the north and west will spread slowly southeast. A rapidly deepening low will then move northeast near North Scotland on Friday and into Saturday, bringing a stormy spell of weather, especially in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, mainly southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in east, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally rain, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest, veering west later, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later near St David's Head. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 to 6, backing south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 7 or gale 8 later. Mainly fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, later in north. Squally rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 5 or 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8. Increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later. Occasionally storm force 10 later. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And the Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, then backing southerly 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasionally storm 10 later, occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin, and it's where we say goodnight from all of us at Radio 4. A very good night.
Hello, coming up on the newsroom. Security has been increased at Jewish sites across Britain after two people were killed in an attack on a synagogue. We get reaction.
For some time now, the Jewish community have been questioning whether they have a future here in the United Kingdom, given the levels of hate crime that we have experienced right across society.
Also today at Midnight GMT with me, Nick Miles. After the arrest of one of Venezuela's most wanted criminals, we ask if it will have any impact on the drugs trade there. We'll also find out why Britain says Russian satellites are flying too close for comfort. And later in the programme, in Cuba.
There may be some indignation on the streets, but people are not frustrated. They're still fighting. They're still working. They're still trying to help.
The government's putting a brave face on its worst economic crisis since the Cold War. That's all coming up after this bulletin of world news.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. In Britain, two men and a woman have been arrested in connection with a deadly attack at a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Police have named the attacker, who they shot dead, as Jihad al-Shami, a British citizen born in Syria. Two Jewish people were killed and three others injured when the attacker ploughed his car into a crowd outside the synagogue before going on a stabbing spree. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the country had to defeat what he called the rising hatred of Jewish people. Rafi Bloom, who was heading to the synagogue when the attack happened, linked it to events in Gaza.
We feared it would happen. This hatred has been allowed to go unchecked for far too long. And this is the tragic and horrendous culmination of people wishing to target the Jewish community in the UK for a conflict that is happening 2,500 miles away.
Venezuela has said it has detected five US fighter jets, which it said had dared to approach its coast. The defense minister Vladimir Padrino called the move a provocation and a threat to national security. This comes amid rising tensions with Washington, which has dispatched 10 aircraft to Puerto Rico and deployed a military flotilla in the South Caribbean Sea. The deployments are part of President Trump's stated crackdown on drugs entering the U.S. from Venezuela, as Ione Wells explains.
This is the latest escalation of rhetoric and designations that we've seen from the US after it is already designated some drug trafficking cartels in the region as terrorist organizations, which had already enabled the US to use further force against those groups than it had previously been able to.
President Vladimir Putin has condemned the seizure by France of an oil tanker suspected of being part of Russia's so-called shadow fleet. He called the operation an act of piracy. Earlier,